Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
I had an encounter with the Lord Jesus yesterday night. Around 2 a.m. And amongst other things that I received, I want to say the one that concerns you, Sphere of Light Church. And I want to put it in his word, precisely in his word, what he said to me. Now this is what he said to me concerning you. And it's a statement. Amen.
Amen.
It's a what?
Statement.
It's a statement. He said, as touching wealth, it is for you, but it must not corrupt you. Amen. So that as touching wealth, it is for you, but it must not corrupt you. So I want to, today is Father's Day. And let me start by sincerely from the depth of my heart, honoring all fathers. Amen. Please sit. Yes. Let me take first 5 minutes to first speak on behalf of the fathers and the cruciality of the role of a father, and possibly what many people don't know about that role. Is that okay? Fortunately or unfortunately, what honors a father is not just flowers given to him for a day. It is a role that is mostly under discussed. Sometime, I think New York Times took a survey, and I heard Dr. Miles talk about this. They took a survey in America to check the reason why crime rate was much in certain region, particularly if you go to the black populated region. You see that there are issues of crime, gangs and cults. You see boys in their 20s imprisoned. Some in their 30s already. Some in their 20s already have 8 children by different baby mamas. Anyways, that's another story, because part of that is the effect of the mentality that came after the slave trade. But I'm not here to discuss that. And as they began to check, what was the missing link that makes the society go out of place? Then they saw that the missing link was the absence of fathers. You see, the role of a father is not one that requires a lot of paint, beauty, and decoration. The same way, what makes a foundation important is not the paint. It does not need paint. What makes a foundation important is the strength. The role of a father is the most under discussed, but yet the reason why we are discussing the rest. You see, I understand that most children grow up to celebrate their mothers, which is fantastic. But the reason why they can't celebrate their mothers in the first place is because a father gave identity. And that is one role that must never go extinct in anyone's life. And that's why you see that when the young lady is getting married, the father of the girl holds her hand and takes her to the altar and hands her over, because fatherhood must continue. Are you seeing that now? So marriage is not just an invitation to be a lover. No. It's an invitation to be a father. Are you seeing that now? It is very, very crucial. The Bible said in the book of Malachi chapter number 4. You can project that if you can towards the last verse. He said, before the coming of the great and the dreadful day of the Lord, I will, send Elijah the prophet, and he will restore the heart of sons to the fathers. Said, he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I smite the head with a curse. So it means that the devil fights the connection of the heart of children to fathers more than he fights the connection of the heart of children to mothers, because he understands that from a father flows the essence. Are you with me now? He understands that. So from the cradle and the structure of a man, he is raised not to thrive on accolades and not to build his esteem on opinions of men. You can see from the young age of a child, they tell him, men don't cry, because foundations must not shake. They tell you, be a man. Man up. Do this. But men cry. And the reason why men die young is because they keep too much emotions. That's why we have more grandmas than grandpas. Are you with me now? That's why we have more grandpas. It's okay as a man to express yourself. It doesn't make you less. What you must not do is to lose your strength that comes from the Lord. Are you with me now? So to every man here, God is raising you as a pillar, a foundation. What part of the house is really seen? The foundation. Who sees the foundation of the house? The day you see the foundation of the house, the house is out of place. So it means the day you ever come out to say, I'm the man here, the house is out of place. Stay at the foundation. Amen? And I speak as one of you, knowing fully well that it is a lot of work that mostly go unappreciated to be a father. Because that work is rarely understood most times until the men are gone. So while we have them here with a standing ovation, let's give every man in this room a wonderful celebration. And whether they are married or not, we say to them, Happy Father's Day. We love you. And there is nothing you can do about it. Thank you for being a man indeed. There is nothing we can do without you. Once again, celebrate them and honor them. Sorry I used the word them. Celebrate us. Alright, so we celebrate every man in this house. We honor you, and we pray that God will preserve you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now, quickly, I have a lot to share, but I'm going to be concise. Is that okay? So that I can be out of here. Genesis chapter number 12. Genesis chapter number 12. We'll start the reading from verse 1. Like I said, today is Father's Day blessing, so I want to bless you. Is that okay now? Genesis 12. Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house. Oh God, help me. That's a strong word. That's a strong word. We can stay in verse 1 and have enough message for Father's Day. You see, when I minister, most people don't know, I fight tears. Because what I'm about to say is real. I'm not preaching because I have to. It is real to me. The word here is an amazing word. We've quoted that scripture several times. But if you will read this as a father, one of the things you want to make sure is that you will never be so badly aligned that for your son to be made, God will say he should get out of your house. It's not amazing. It might look interesting to Abraham. But what the Bible is saying here is that there is a kind of father that a son must live to become. And that's the scripture. Get out of your father's house. Who's? So, can we try investigate? Why? Why did God say he should get out of his father's house? Let's go to Genesis chapter number 11. Let's start the reading from verse 25. Genesis 11 from verse 25. And now lived after he begat Terah, and Terah, alright, begat Terah 119 years, and begat sons and daughters. Hope you know that where Abraham was from is modern day Iraq. Alright, just so you understand that. So the issue is that the significance really is that hand that comes on a man's life. And I'm going to teach you something you should never forget today. Is that okay? You will walk in it. And Terah lived 70 years and begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran. So listen, if we read this scripture and read from verse 1, one of the things you will learn from this scripture is that there's actually been a pattern of delay in childbirth. The father of Abraham never had him until he was 70. Alright? But let's leave that. Begat Abraham, Nahor, and who? Haran. Important. Now, these are the generations of Terah. Terah began Abraham, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran begat who? Lot. Verse 28. And Haran died before his father. You will not die before your time. Yeah. Because part of the blessing is longevity. And that's why it is in your spiritual family that God gives you doctrinal persuasion. Never believe any doctrine that projects early death. Because you love God, I love him, I don't mind dying. Don't do that. Anything the Bible tells you is the benefit of redemption, receive it and lay hold on it. Is that okay now? Alright, Aaron died before his father, Terah, in the land of his nativity, in awe of the Chaldees, yes. And Abraham and Nahor took them wives. The name of Abraham's wife was Sarai. The name of Nahor's wife was Milcah, the daughter of Haran, and the father of Milcah. All right, and the father of Iscah, verse 30. But Sarai was what? Barren. She had no child. You will not be barren. Amen. And Terah took Abraham, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, a son's son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, a son Abraham's wife, and they went forth with them from all of the Chaldees to go into the land of where? Canaan. Where were they going? Canaan. And they came to Haran, and they dwelt there. Where were they going? Where did they settle? Are you following what I'm saying? Look up. Listen, it doesn't matter what the intention of God is. The day a generation settle halfway, God will have to send another generation far from them to become. Listen to what I'm saying. Many of you are coming from families where it is important you are far from home to become what God needs you to become. What I'm telling you is that why you say, oh, this, live in a way that your children will not have to go far from you to become what they have to become. Are you following what I'm saying? Because what happens is that, I've shown you this now. When God has intention for a man and God has said, I'm going to use this, he places a grace on a lineage. He keeps visiting generations. Don't you find somebody? It means that once somebody becomes irresponsible, the only thing the fellow is alive for is to give birth to the one God can try again. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm telling you, rebellion can make a man's essence be summed up in childbearing. That's it. That now the only, you can't, we're going to see it. It happened to Abraham too. It happened to him. Go back to that scripture. Let's go to that scripture. Let's continue. So you can understand the story. Are you with me? Look at it. Alright, took Abraham, Lot, Aaron, pack all of them, sons, Abraham's wife, and went forth from all Chaldees, land of Canaan, and they came. Do you know what happened? Let me tell you what happened. I don't want to go into a lot of theology and all that. But listen, the fact that this man settled necessitated many journeys that was not relevant. Are you following what I'm saying? What happened was, so imagine if Terah was Abraham, then Abraham was Isaac. There would have been no need for an Esau. Let's leave it. Because pray so that your failure will not necessitate what God did not want. And do you understand what I'm saying? I know what I'm saying. Listen, some of us have to find God away from our homes. Not because they were not reading the Bible, but because they have settled. You can read the Bible and settle. And meanwhile, that thing they were supposed to press into, when some of us said we're going into ministry, they fought it. Meanwhile, that was supposed to be their destination. We were supposed to be the first fruit of that obedience. But we had to now become the ones that would dig the well. What I'm telling you is that the work of God can be slowed down by a generation. I can keep calculating for you on and on and on. And I will get to the point where I will show you that Saul could have been the right king. There was a number of generations the Bible was waiting for. So let's leave that. Alright, because when you begin to live for yourself, the ripple effect is beyond you. Are you following what I'm saying? It's beyond you. It has effect. Sometimes you look at certain patterns. This and this is the reality. This and this has happened in my home, my family house, my father. I've seen the pattern. You begin to have the same urge. You said, my child must not go through this. For that, by the grace of God, I put my body under. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes,
I know what I'm telling you. Alright? There are temptations you don't yield to. Because God has given you too much. Are you with me?
Yes,
he has given, a life has played till the end, before your very eyes, that made that decision. To go into it again will be worse than foolishness. You won't fail where your parents failed.
Yes.
And let me say this to you, for those of you who have parents who could conceive, receive, and birth the prophetic plan of God for your life, then you have no idea what you must be better than those of us who have to start from the scratch. If not, you are a waster. You have no choice. You mean that you are doing certain things that was discovered in your home. They discovered in the place of prayer, prayed for you and bettered you into it. And now you are wasting time. Some of the fasting some of us went to were not necessary, if only we were the first fruit of another. Let's leave it. So when God saw that the man, then God now said, so you understand where God was speaking from? In Genesis 12 now from verse 1. Now, the Lord had said, that is, it is not a new statement. As Terah was settling, God had prompted him. Disconnect, disconnect, disconnect. Let me tell you this. You cannot make emotional decision if you get there. You cannot. Some of you are going through now. Say every time they are calling from home. This is. Listen to what I'm saying. This is how to handle it. Two weak people can't help each other. You have to separate to the point of strength. You have to suffer certain things to be so for a while. And find God. Let me tell you something. And I will say this in the simplest way possible. When God began to tell me that I'm going to go into ministry, of course, myself and my father had clash. And he was disappointed. And he said, consider yourself not to be my son. And I was excited about that conclusion. Because I know what that means is that I will not have to bother myself about his calls till he changes his mind. And I was ready for whatever year it would take. But what I'm telling you is that if there was no son who made that decision then, there will be no child of consolation in that family now. My father called me. He said, be careful, though. He said, he's a very open man. He loves God. He said, listen. He said, I enjoy certainty because of you. He said, people give me contracts and put millions in my hands. And they said, if you are the father of apostles, we trust you. I'm not in a state. He said, people come, ministers come here for counseling. And they say, if you are his father, hold him on, say, you can't go with this, we trust you. Listen to what I'm saying. If you are still living life at a point where people's animosity towards you is making you change your mind about what God is saying, you are not the deliverer. One of the symptoms of being the one God will use is that people God will use you for will fight you. And you are coming back to liberate them. Are you following what I'm saying? Because when you hear that Abraham get out of your father's house, you think they will just say bye-bye. Sometimes it's like that. Some of us came out from ministries that we were serving before. When it was time to leave, they said, I told you to go and become a general overseer. Meanwhile, some of these places, you are the one that God will bring back to preserve a generation there. What I'm telling you is that in the days of your separation, don't keep enemies. You are coming back. Listen, hold on. What I'm showing you is that the way the blessing works, you will not be the one to come back once you are offended. Are you following what I'm saying? Because I'm not saying too many things at once. All right, because I want you to understand. Offense is anti-blessing. Listen, look up. The reason why Joseph became prime minister was not because he had suffered. Okay, was it not amazing? That after all the things that Joseph had gone through, Jesus was not still called around the tribe of Joseph. He was called around the tribe of one of those that was complacent about selling him. So you can suffer because God wants to use you for those who made you suffer. I can take this. God, see, you guys will be very open. What I say. Now I'm feeling, I might say too much. Yeah.
works.
Listen to what I'm saying. You check a family like this. Check your church. That person that the devil is trying to make everybody angry at, that might be the firstborn. Usually, God raises his men from despise. Because despise needs to forge character in them. They look at you among the 20 family. Say, look at your life. Look at your life. Look at your life. See your brother. Your brother is in UK, is doing so and so work. Look at your sister. Happily married to a banker. Along bad ground. God is hearing their prayer. Look at your younger sister that just came. She has brought husband home. Sit still. Sit still. The womb that will bear Isaac must be prepared. Sit still. Don't compromise and bet Ishmael. When we look at generational excellency, you will never cry about the things that are making you cry now. Let me share this with you. One time I was invited to my childhood church, and I was still invited there last year, to minister in their 50 years anniversary. How many years? 50 years. That was the church that produced men like Bishop Oyedepo, Pastor Jolaya, and the likes. Many mighty men have been birthed from that church. So I looked at myself ministering in this church 50 years. I came there with my wife humbly. I looked at the protocol. Everybody wanted to take pictures. We were welcome. Ah. And I remembered in this same church, in children class, how that several times I will be covered with blood on Sunday morning because I have been afflicted. And they will be calling my father and say, you must take this boy away from that house. They will kill him. And the last time I went to minister in that simple, in my childhood church in Kano, people traveled from Jigawa, from all those places. For the first time since I've been born, the church could not contain us. And I remembered how that many parents would even tell their children not to associate with me so they can become something good in life. Are you following what I'm saying? My parents, don't kill yourself. So you sit down. And you conclude about a story that is yet to start. And say, look at other people. Look at the way they are. I remember when our ministry did inauguration. I now sat down at night. And I said, nobody even brought 2,000 naira. And say, we are sowing to this new ministry. When you find that pattern in your life, God is giving you opportunity to find him. Because many will need to find him through you. Do you understand what I'm saying? This one that nobody is helping me. Hey, nobody's. You won't find God like that. What is the blessing? In simple definition, the blessing is the ability to function and operate in God's economy. That's the blessing. That's the blessing. Amen. A Lord is provoked in my heart to bless you this morning. A Lord is provoked in my heart. My heart is very heavy. I understand now the reason why I couldn't sleep at night. I was struggling. So God is going to do something, but I perceive that in the midst of this yet is a word of encouragement for someone. Don't conclude about a story that has not started. So you sit down as a young lady and say, see, everybody's getting engaged. Everybody's. Shh. Keep quiet. Keep quiet. What did I say the blessing is? So let's check. What is God's economy? So to understand God's economy, let's check his investment. Okay? Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God made the what? What was the capital with which he made the heaven and the earth? Talk to me. What was the capital with which he made the word? What was God's capital? The word. Did God try to take a loan to build heaven and earth? What did he come with? The word. The word is more than sufficient. That's the economy of God. I'm not trying to bobo you. This is not church thing. This is scripture. This is scripture. Now, be seated for a while. Let's assume there were days before heaven and earth were made. And I've asked you this question before. If you met God when heaven and earth has not been called forth, will you see him as the King of Kings? As the Lord of Lords? Will you regard him as the one who is the owner of a cattle on a thousand hills? Will you revere him as Jehovah? Will you call him rich? He has nothing to his account. Not that scripture has mentioned. But yet, he is not going to become God because he called those things. He has always been. The problem is, you are saying, when God blesses me, I will begin to do certain things. He has blessed you. Listen, some of you are waiting to have money at a certain level to now become bold. Your confidence is in gold that perish. Yeah. And then people wait and say, so, man, me too, I can afford a small car now. Yes, nobody will talk to me anyhow. Shh. Your mentality is faulty. You should have a good perspective of yourself because of the blessing of God, not because of your resources. Are you following what I'm saying here? So, God has told me to relocate to so and so state, but there's no money. So I'm sad. It's painful. It's painful because, you know, how can God speak it and he won't give me money? Shh. As he said it. That's the capital. Hold on. Let me ask you. Hold on. By what means did Peter walk on water? No. What word? Come. Was enough for water to carry him. Are you following what I'm saying? Come. Because Peter did not walk on general faith. Faith comes here, comes through the word, the hearing of the word. The word did, there is a definite article. That means you need specific word. Is that okay? If come is enough, how small is go? When God said, go to Abuja, a week to Abuja, the money that has been set aside for rent, God said, release it. Sir, said you heard me. Release it. Yes, Lord. So I called the guys. Come go buy gadgets. You know my boys. Happy. Say, we want to buy Beringa digital mixer. I said, finally you have your that mixer alone is 2.8 million. They bought other things. Say, we bought this. You see, listen. Have I been here since we came to go to Abuja? I've been here once. I think I shared this story. One morning, all of us pack ourselves like sardine in one service apartment. That's how police came. And said, we got intel that there are people here and they don't trust what you guys are doing. All of you bring out your phones, your laptops and all that. I told the guys, don't argue. So I don't have a Peter there who want to cut their hairs. So I released my phone first. Then they checked, went through everything, went through the laptops. So I said, we are a church. We came here for church work. So that's why we are here. As at that morning, there was no rent. And I said to God, I'm ready to sleep church office till you provide. And I will not beg anyone for money. The word go to Abuja carries in itself all that it takes. Yes, listen, it is not that he has sent me, then we'll find it. It is in that word. Yes, the same way, let me give an instance. You know, when a woman is pregnant, children are complete parasites. Whether you eat or not, it does not affect their size. You are the one that will suffer. They will get what they will get from you. The word already carries what you need, past, present, future. Anything that comes after the word has come came too late. Because in the word also is the victory. In the word is the victory. And that's why one of the ways God is going to bring you into the reality of his blessings is that he's going to give you instructions several times that will leave you with his word alone. That is, when you hit your all-time high money, he just looks at you and say, you know what to do. And if you are a son or a child of you too, you know. Now, that is going to keep happening till you no longer feel pains. Because dead people don't feel pain. The moment it becomes a lifestyle, God has achieved what he wants to achieve. At that point, that material cannot corrupt you. Are you with me? That's what it, in fact, and the reason why you need to get to that point is because that's the point where you can now have the overflow. That's the point. I said that's the point. Yes, so imagine when God speaks something to you, immediately the opposite begins to happen. That's the devil. See, Bible talk about the seed that fell on the rock. Said is like the word of God that comes, then affliction comes. Tribulation will come. And it will try how you have received it. If I lay hands on you and say, enter into your season of prosperity, and by Monday they sack you, I have not laid a wrong hand on you. You have just now been introduced to the doorway. Whether that door of prosperity will now be opened or not depends on your faith. If your faith is not strong to hold on to the word, you have suffered in vain. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
That's it. That's the word. You say, God spoke to me. 2023 is your year. Then 2023, they now serve you breakfast. Or you have to serve somebody breakfast. Meanwhile, God said it's your year. You now say, oh no. This is August we are entering. What God is checking, do you believe me more than you believe 2023? I'm just saying. How many of you have heard God speak to you and he failed before? It looks like it. Okay, don't lie now. Are you me? Let me give you an instance. Thank God you are a married man. God spoke to you about a sister. This, she's the one, your life is settled, blah, blah, blah. And you went to meet the sister, she gave you no. Okay, it's never happened before. It has happened before. You told your wife, God, the way you are looking, like there might be no food tonight. The sister bounced you no. Now, so the word of God went with the no. talk to me now. The word of God went with the no. That when she gave you a no, then God said, I've changed my mind. You see, your life is finished. Now that the person has given you a no, you are gone now, you are done for, you cannot make it again because this person have left you now. It doesn't matter who leaves you, the word is the word. It doesn't matter. And listen, you are going to keep losing once you took what God has said and put the proof of it on a man. That you are the proof of God's blessing in my life. Eh? You are the proof. You are the proof of God's blessing. From the day I found you, I know God loves me. Anything that is accorded with that level of honor will die. One time I was praying to God about Sphere of Light Church. I have different sons who are in business. They deal with hundreds of millions. Why is it that some opportunities, door that looks glaring in front, sometimes doesn't work out at the end of the day? What happened? Then God taught me a principle. He said, teach my children that they do not move from faith to hope. Faith is what you have when you believe what God says. At least God said, I'm going to prosper you in the month of June. Suddenly, alright, a door opened and then a company just called you and said, want you to apply so. Alright, and then it's going to work and say, everything I'm going to be doing for you, it's going to be 367 million naira. They said, just write your this thing, your proposal, and send to us. Consider it approved because you are the only one we are calling. If you are not mature, what you will do is that you will forget the word. Then you will now begin to say some big statements that is not because of what God said, but because of what is on the way. Yeah. You will now begin to think some big things, not because of, you didn't do that when God said it. You so dishonor God that now that somebody has now spoken, you are doing it. You will lose the investment. Every human being who hears you will think they are hearing faith. Hope sounds like faith. The difference is the root. I hope you understand what I'm saying. I hope you understand. That is, let me give you an instance. Are you with me? Yeah. The person now begins to say, by the grace of God, I found some secret. There are some realities. It is not found. It's because a money is on the way. And he's speaking in the strength of his assurance in the man who spoke. The ideal thing is, I know you have spoken, but see, when God said it, I hold on to God as the constant. And I know that what he said will come to pass, so the means through which it will come to pass is a variable. Yes, now that you have said this, you are still a variable. Because you are man and you can change your mind. But God is not a man that he should lie. So in case you change your mind, what I am saying is not because of what is on the way, but because of what God said. And that is why if there seems to be a disappointment, you don't keep quiet. The reason you keep quiet when a disappointment came is because what you were saying was not from God. It was not because you trusted him. If the same confession you were having stopped when a disappointment came, the confessions were not from God. That's the proof. But you can see somebody who got disappointed now. Now, look at it. Look at what faith is. A man has not had a child, and God said, call him father of nations. They did not start calling father of nations because Sarah was pregnant. It would have been easy. When you begin to carry yourself like it when there's no hope of it, that's faith. That's the way it works. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, church, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
I hope you understand.
Yes,
that, listen, this is my disposition because of what God said. Say, why are you happy? What's good about the money? God said it.
Yes,
that is when that thing begins to show up, it does not increase my joy. Because my joy comes from the Lord. In case it now did not come,
Because it did not increase my joy, it cannot reduce it. Because my joy comes from the Lord.
That's the formula.
That's the formula. That's the formula. Amen. Please be seated. And that was what was different about Job. You lost your children, your house, your investment, and it said, though he slay me, yet will I serve him. What? Hear me. We need to teach people that it is beyond what I said. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm telling you. Because you can't anchor your faith on what is mundane. So what you do is that you spend time. You want to walk in the blessing. Faith is the currency. You spend time with the word. That it is fasting onto your heart because God said it. Because God said it. Because God said it. Now, let me give you an instance. I remember I was going to marry a girl. Now, I can't talk about this. Yemi King knows all the story. At one point, I had one breakfast. We had to be together. I was crying at night. Sometimes when you mature, you now regret the day you spent your time crying. Now, the reason why I cried when this breakup happened was because at certain point we were praying and talking. And I said to her, God told me in year 2012 that I'm going to have a girl child first. And this is the destiny of the girl child. And she brought out a note around the same year and said, God told me the same thing. How much more does he look like this is the person? And it did not work. And I still retain that word. God told me. And when I met my wife, I still told her, God told me that a girl will come first. And this is her destiny. Guess what? She also brought out her note and said, God told me. Let every man be a liar and God alone be true now. What I'm saying is that nobody who left you left with the covenant. Yes, nobody left with the covenant. Yes, are you with me here? Yes, oh, my life is finished. That's not the blessing. The blessing is not anchored on things. It is functioning in the economy of God. How that God steps to a region without human capital and gets done what he needs to do. God does not need any capital but his word to do everything. Now look at what the Bible said about the way God made the heavens and the earth in Hebrews chapter number 11. Turn your Bibles with me. Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. Now says from verse 1. No, go to verse 1. Let's start from verse 1 so we can have. Says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not what? Not seen. Now look at it. It said, for by it the elders obtained a good. I think I spoke about good report here. Was he here? I spoke about the time I came back home with a bad report. I came 33rd out of about 35 and I canceled 1-3 and I left the third. That I canceled 1-3 did not make it a good report. Because it took many things summed up together. The report is not in the position. It is in the percentage. What I'm telling you is that you may be the best in your house, but you are still having a good report. You are still having a bad report. It's not about position. You can be the best among wrong people. Then if you are concluded, you are concerned about, so at least in my family, I'm the, many things, have you seen school that the first in this school has a percentage aggregate of, let's say, 75%. But the 11th in another school has 85. Who is a better student?
take your eyes off position, many things sums up. And that's the way God sees life. What were the things the elders passed? There are certain tests you must pass when it is faith. The test of depravity. You have to pass them. Do you know that depravity helps to show you what you are afraid of? The moment when what you have believed should come at a certain point did not come, then you now begin to see that, I'm afraid of this. So the strength with which you are agitated is a reflection of what you have been your fears. I thought after marriage, we should have children immediately. Look at it now. Something is wrong with me. You have always believed that something is wrong with you. And it took that few months of waiting to show you that you have always believed. The same way somebody can have a small growth and say, this is it. Let me quickly go around test. You have always believed that one day you will have cancer. You have. So God allows certain things to come to show you that the enemy has planted certain wrong belief in your heart that needs to be excavated. And that's why the Bible says that let patience have a perfect work in you so you can be whole and entire. Wanting to be whole and entire means to be scanned through and through and rid of all the things hidden. Are you seeing that now? So the Bible says that through this the elders, that is at the end of their lives, this is a very hard one. I don't want to even go into it. Right? You won't like it. So how do you teach faith and you now come to tell us that the sum total of faith is not receiving it? But that's how the elders obtain a good report. At the end of the day, they look forward to a city whose builder and maker is God. They just recognize that we are pilgrims in this world, but have been a part of something bigger. The elders of faith didn't receive the promise. They look forward to it. That they without us will not be made perfect. It's a hard one. It's a hard one. Because every generation comes believing that rapture will be in their time. Until you see that Jesus still have a plan for another 300 years. So you now discover that all the things I say, the peak of God's move is in our time. Is a way to console yourself. Ouch. Sorry. Long before you came, God has been moving. Long after you are gone, He will still be moving. Hope you know that there is no scripture that affirms to us that man is the only project of God. Oh Lord, help me. Lift your hands and say, God, help my heart. Can I ask you to pray in tongues for a minute? There is a place that I want to dwell. It's the presence of my Father, all the hosts of heaven gather just to worship Him, bowing down before Him. Oh, we worship Him, bowing down. All the host of heaven gather just to worship. Amen. Amen. Now be seated. Amen.
Now look at it.
Amen. Are you with me? Now look at it. It said, by it, verse 2, the elders obtained a good report. It says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. That's the economy. That's the economy. Do you know what I found out? That even in ministry, the moment there is a dimension upon your life and you don't talk about it, it will lift. What's the scripture for that? I'll show you. Look for 18. I'll show you. Look for 18. See, you don't know. And I'll give those of you who are in ministry a bonus. Said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now, that's Jesus speaking. You can see it's written in red. Said, because he has anointed me to preach good tidings, to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Look at it. To preach, okay, verse 20 now. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your eyes. Now you will understand that the world began to say unto them means that Jesus began to say these same words everywhere he gets to. That, listen, this is the man that has come to you. I have been anointed to do this. If there's anyone under that economy, I have something for you. Listen. Don't start saying it the day it begins to manifest. Start saying it the day you begin to smell it. Because if you wait for the manifestation to say it, you will not see the manifestation. That is, I sense that our ministry has entered into a new level of wealth. As of today, we are still broke, but I sense it. That is a better reality. And that's why, are you following what I'm saying? You don't understand though. Are you sure? Because if I see that you are not understanding, I'll just move on to other things. What are the things that you sensed, but because they are not around you, you kept quiet? Sometimes you just, no, I'm being blunt with you. Sometimes as a young lady, you just sense that actually is the time to settle down. Don't, saying it doesn't make you cheap. The devil will try to fight your heart with everything possible so you don't say it. It is not faith until you say it. Are you with me? What I'm telling you is that a man who is walking in the blessing with the spirit of faith, one of the things that they confuse about the person is that many of the things he's saying is not his reality yet. Meanwhile, he's not lying. Abraham, father of nations, no child. Princess, Sarah, princess, old woman. Once it begins to happen, I'll begin to say, that's pride. You want to begin to speak as one who knows the route. This is the time. Why? God says it. I believe it. This is the time. Hold on a minute. Look, you say, what is he saying? Is this doctrine? Let me show you. Sit down for a moment. Exodus chapter number 14. This is a very serious one. Exodus 14. Ooh. Are you there? Let's go to Exodus chapter number 14. From verse 10. Exodus 14, 10. Look at it. This is the state of many people. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their voice, their eyes, and beheld the Egyptians march after them. And they were so afraid. The children of Israel cried out and said unto the Lord, hey, look at the verse 11. And they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in this wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? They waited for this for 420 years. Thus they were saying that we should have died there. 420 years. You would think because a man is delayed means he has found God. Delay can be delayed. It is not waiting. Any process that God is not the substance after it is delay, not waiting. They said, is not this the word we did tell you in Egypt, saying, let us alone. Meaning that they told him, leave us alone. We are ready to die here. What did they do with the covenant of God with Abraham? That we may serve the Egyptians, for it would be better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. Verse 13. And Moses said unto them, look at what Moses was saying. Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. Even Moses didn't know what will happen. Because there was no prior conversation that the Red Sea will part. He did not know. There was no prior conversation. And that is why the mantle of leadership is not just about seeing it and saying, you say it to see it. That's the mantle. Moses was as confused as them. God, are you following what I'm saying? So he said, look at it. He will show you today, for the Egyptians whom you see today, ye shall see them again, no more forever. You think God will say, that's my Moses. No, that's not what God said. 14. Then the Lord shall fight for you, you shall hold your peace. Look at what God said. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest unto me? Speak! Why are you trying to become a motivational speaker? Speak! Moses, the day, today is not the day of encouragement. Today is the day of action. Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forth. Listen, sit down. Let me tell you something. The meaning of this scripture is that the rod parting the Red Sea was plan B. It was supposed to be after the order of Jordan. This is a nation of priests. As they step in, it will part. That's why at Jordan, there was no need for a rod. Do you understand what I'm saying? What this means, hold on, no. What this means is that they were supposed to enter by the blessing. But now they have to enter by impartation. That's the rod. I can stay here for a day, but I don't have time to explain that. There are certain things that you should enter and God alone will take the glory. It was a nation of priests. Okay, you don't. Let's pause this scripture. Okay? Let's pause this scripture. So you can understand what I'm trying to show you. Psalms 114 from verse 1. Psalms 114 from verse 1. When Israel went out of Egypt and the house of Jacob from a people of strange language. When Judah was his sanctuary. That is, God was not in the rod. God was on them. And Israel is dominion. The sea saw it. Hold on. The meaning of this is that the sea had already run over. That's the meaning. The mountains keep like rams. Little hills like lambs. Look at it. Verse 5. Quickly, quickly. What ailed thee? Somebody was asking, why are you running? What ailed thee? Thou sea that you fled as you Jordan that was driven back. Yes? Ye mountains that you skip like rams. Little hills like lambs. 7. Tremble. The sea was saying this. Tremble thou earth at the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the God of Jacob. So God said, these guys have not understood me yet. Sometimes you can receive your healing by knowing God. You say, sir, just speak a word. It's already in my message. Sir, just say, that's you are saying, switch to the rod. If you need a rod, you will have to always look for the rod. And that's why the whole tabernacle has to be done away with. Because they will idolize the rod. Alright? Say, rod. Say, speak to it now. Say, what I've learned there is a secret, is enough. We'll walk through it. Say, actually, just a word. Don't switch from God to a rod. Don't switch from God to what? To a rod. Don't switch from God to a rod. All right. Go back to that Exodus 40. Where we stopped. Sit down. Now God has to say, but you, but lift up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it. You know, this way they will say, divide meat for your younger ones. Some of you have been in that economy before. God did not part the Red Sea. Moses did. Only now, stretch out your hand and who was he talking to? God, come and do it! Do it. God, give me breakthrough. Breakthrough. Listen. You don't understand. This is where the audacious looks like the one who are blessed alone. There are things happening in my life today, not because I'm the one that received the highest grace, but because I'm just bold enough to step in. Are you following what I'm saying? That was what happened to the man at the pool of Bethesda. He was not aware of any other economy apart from the once in a year healing. And you know that what that means is that people are getting more sick than they are getting healed. So you come here in 2020, 45 people by the pool. By the time one has been healed, you now count the number again, 82. All happen, more have become sick. Problem will not finish in this life. It means it may never be your turn. When Jesus came, look at him. He said, would you be made whole? Look at what was the question? Will you be made whole? He said, I have no man. That's the only economy he knows. I have no man to help me. Who is going to help me? Nobody. Many of you, God is asking you, are you ready for this phase? Saying, hey, you know they just sacked me. Columbia. What are you talking about? Will you be made whole? I have no man to help me. He began to explain the economy of the pool of Bethesda. Jesus said to him, pick your bed and go. I don't have time to explain about the way healing functions, but I can tell you that if you actually believed God, without Jesus having to come there, he will be healed. So what that means is that people are at the pool of Bethesda until they find the word, pick your bed. That word does not need Jesus' physical presence to be heard. No, the reason why I'm praying is because you have not seen what I'm saying. You are still waiting for a physical presence confirmation. Meanwhile, in the closet of your room, you can hear the same word. And it has the same potency. Lift your hand and say, I found it. Say it again, say, I found it. Say it again, say, I found it. Have you found it?
Yes,
that the word of God is the word of God.
Yes,
that's the secret. Are you with me? That's the secret. Hey, are you with me?
Yes,
friend, are you sure? That's the secret. I'm not here as a superman. I'm pointing you to the word. I'm pointing you to the word. That's the mistake people make, jumping from one mountain to another. You can't find God in the closet of your room. And many of the covenant I received were not because somebody said, are you with me? Praying, a word came, I heard it, I believe it. I don't just believe it in my heart, I began to say it. All the covenants you are quiet about, go and check, they are not working. Put a structure in place to begin to say, why do you think every Sunday when we welcome first timers, we mention the covenant at work here? It must be a consciousness. Let people share testimony, say, I want to bless God for the covenant of life. This is, because it is now our consciousness. Having heard it, make sure you write it upon the tables, that he may run that readeth it. The table there is not wooden table. He said, bind my instruction upon the tables of your heart. That is, if you will have to put sticky notes and put behind your bed and be seeing it there, this is what the Lord says, this is what he said concerning me. You've got to see it, and you've got to say it. Because that's where warfare takes place. The greatest warfare will be the devil's vehement attempt to make sure you don't repeat it. The devil will never want to say what God is saying. He wants to say what you are feeling or what is happening. Sit down. Let me just give you a tip. And that's why the prophetic office can never be an office of defending ego. The moment a prophet becomes egocentric, he will be disgraced. Because God can tell a prophet, then go and tell this king is going to die. And the same God will say, go back. I've had 16 years. What will you defend? His word or your ego? Several times in your journey with God is going to reroute. And not all of those times will he consult you. I've lost you there. Are you with me? What I'm trying to show you is that when we talk about the blessing, you cannot separate the economy from faith. That's the way it works. Sometimes you give yourself a timeline. By so and so and so, this must have happened. That time comes, it has not happened. Don't say people are watching me. Now, what would they think about me? Shh. That same thing you said, begin to say with more intensity. Don't defend your ego. Keep speaking the word. So God showed me one time. He said, this is the reason why many don't get results in healing. He said, it's because of ego. Somebody has a challenge. You lay hands on the person, it's not going. They say, now people are looking at me. People are looking at me. See, so anything that will happen for the fellow, just fall under the anointing. Once he falls, you escape. No. Stay there. And if for any reason you didn't get the physical manifestation, let it be clear. Alright? And let there be structure that will begin to engineer it in the person or in your family as the case may be. If you go back home today with what God said, begin to say it back. That's the economy of the blessing. Let me round up now. When Abraham was going to share his inheritance, he gave money and all those things to his servant. Bible said he gave all that he had to Isaac. What did they know? Listen, what did they know? That Abraham will say, all that I have is this pronouncement. That is what God said to me the day he found me, is what I've said to your life. What did Isaac know that will make him bless Jacob in Genesis 27? And Esau will come and say, I've given your brother the blessing. It means they were not throwing words around. They were not saying it. If you know that same thing, you can lay hands on a person and command certain things and know this is it. Somebody can meet with you and you know that you are fortunate. Somehow God has allowed our path cross. It is not like, I don't know what will happen. You are, for God to have allowed me come to this, you are blessed. When people call me for meetings, I said, and that's why I don't honor meetings. It doesn't matter their size. It is the heart of the person.
Besides, you can't bully me with that.
I know who I am.
Praise God, I know who I am.
So people are sending messages saying we have invited so and so. In fact, that's the red flag. Yeah, you're right. We have invited so and so and so. We brought your friend. We brought this person. The chance just rose to 99.99% probability that will not know it. I've said this several times. When I was leaving Ibadan, the pastor called me and said, this is a very big shoe, sir. I said to him, there's nothing there. You can get this church filled more than I can. See, that's not even your problem. If it's attendance, anybody can get attendance. Say, but the one that I have, that you have to pursue, is that many among these ones that I pastored will function and be relevant in the move of God. And you'll find them in many years to come. See, you can labor for that one. There can't be a grace on you that it does not matter the pattern of failure to God in lineage where men are coming from. If they come around a man with a Davidic grace, they will come out as mighty men. You know, the Bible did not tell us that it was all the men that went to cave, Adullam, that became mighty men. What happens is that history just continues with a record of success. That is what happens. Let me tell you. If I'm going to speak from my heart, I want to say a statement. Are you what I'm saying? I'm a careful person. Let me tell you a statement. Alright? Because of my consecration and God's dealing with me, I don't use words like this often. Listen to what I'm saying. Anybody can drop out from Adullam. I say, our life is not about you, and you will find statements that are lies. That doesn't mean you will still be made. Meanwhile, it is important that David, because this is the balance, is trained in a way that his heart is so humble that he has also concluded that leaving me doesn't mean you have failed. But it doesn't mean they won't fail. It becomes stupidity when I say anybody that leaves me is finished. No. And it does not mean if God has assigned you that this is your captain and you leave, it does not mean you are not finished. What happens is that people spend the rest of their life defending their ego. But for a church now, say anybody who came out of person, I don't get into all those nonsense. I don't. Personally, I will never come to conclude that anyone who has left a ministry, I will not conclude. In fact, I will tell you this: there is nobody who has left our ministry that is not in my prayer list. None. And from time to time, I will check. I hope they are doing fine. Offense has severed what I have to offer, but I'm still. It's a river that is flowing. But for you to now begin to say, those, you know who I am. And don't get there. You will lose it. Don't get there. That's pride. You are human. And as long as you are thinking like that, God will use many situations to show to you that you are a man. And in fact, people's success begins the day they leave you. Go and check any leader that people left and began to curse them. They succeeded the more. Because God will prove to you now. I don't know for whom I'm saying this. I don't know which leader of a ministry is connected and you are at a phase where you are getting into offense. Don't be offended. Offense always goes for your crown. Don't be offended. Don't get into offense. It's a trap. It's a pit. You may not come out. The trap. Amen. What an amazing service we've had this morning. Let me, oh Lord, help me. Can I give you a minute to bring back the things God said that should have been capital for situations that you were stranded in because you were not speaking? And let me give you one. Can I give you 1 minute? Yes, quickly call them forth. I have 3 minutes to get out of this place. 1 minute. Now look at the way you are quiet about it. You are not speaking in tongues. You are calling back his words as what he said. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can I bless you? My Father and my God, I want to thank you for Sphere of Light Church Lagos. You have shown us that kings will emerge from this place. I want to thank you for Sphere of Light Church, the wealthy house. You have shown us that this is a house of wealth. I want to thank you for Sphere of Light Church, the cornerstone. You have shown to us, Lord, that these are pillars. In Abuja, you told us that men who will be functionaries of your activities in this nation, in different sectors, will emerge from this place. When you gave the word for Abeokuta, you told us that they are like a people hidden in the cleft and the hollows of your hand, who will be sent forth as arrows. And to all the places we shall go, you've given different words. Today, I stand to reverse anything that looks like curses in the life of your children. And I decree, you are blessed. You are blessed when you come in. You are blessed when you go out. The fruit of your womb is blessed. The harvest in your field is blessed. From this moment, you will begin to get the results. In every area you have been stranded, the secret is already in your hands now. By yourself, without the need of a rod, you will walk through Jordan. When next I see you, there will be unbelievable testimonies. I speak concerning everyone. You will not die young. I ask that the hand of God is strong upon you. And you are covenantly preserved. If there's anyone who is sick, I command, be healed. Let sickness get out. If there's anyone who is in any tight space, you break free. By the finger of the Lord. Today, I bless you from the depth of my heart. You will not become a man or a woman that God will have to send people away from to be blessed. Rather, you will be a progenitor in the blessing. Even in your old age, you'll be relevant in God's agenda. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 22150052 89 UBA.